From federal judge to White House. Subject, don't empty that virtual recycling bin. A federal judge has issued a temporary restraining order blocking the White House from destroying backup copies of deleted emails.
U.S. District Judge Henry Kennedy directed the president's office to safeguard all the e-material in response to two lawsuits that seek to determine whether the White House violated federal law by destroying emails.
The Federal Records Act prohibits the destruction of government documents, including emails, unless first approved by the Archivist of the United States. The Bush administration is being sued by two private groups, Citizens for Responsibility and Ethics in Washington and the National Security Archive.
Now, the groups alleged the disappearance of 5 million White House emails. Back in April, when the possibilities of these missing emails was raised, Democratic Senator Patrick Leahy of Vermont took to the Senate floor and had this to say.
I don't believe that. You can't erase emails. Not today. They've gone through too many servers. They can't say they've been lost. That's like saying the dog ate my homework. Those emails are there. They're there. They know they're there. And we'll subpoena them if necessary.
What if the dog ate your computer? Anyway, the groups bringing the lawsuit want to force the White House to immediately explain in court what exactly happened to its email. It's an issue that first surfaced nearly 2 years ago in the leak probe of administration officials who disclosed Valerie Plame's CIA identity to reporters.
Then special counsel Patrick Fitzgerald revealed early in 2006 that relevant emails could be missing because of an archiving problem at the White House.
The White House has said that its Office of Administration is looking into whether there are emails that were not automatically archived, and that if there's a problem, the necessary steps will be taken to address it.
That is the BPP big story. Now here's Rachel Martin with even more news.